You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Scotland's First Minister says she believes the Scottish Parliament could veto Britain's planned exit from the European Union. Nicola Sturgeon made the announcement today just days after a slight majority of British voters backed a Brexit in a nationwide referendum. As Stefan Voss reports, the Brexit vote has sent jitters through former communist countries on EU's fringe, including Ukraine.
Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon confirmed that she would consider asking the Scottish Parliament not to back a motion of legislative consent to Britain's exit from the European Union. The bombshell announcement by the EU-supporting leader would effectively amount to a Scottish veto of Brexit. She told the BBC network that a Scottish Parliament is entitled to make such decisions.
The issue you're talking about is whether there was required to be a legislative consent motion or motions in the Scottish Parliament for the legislation that extricates the UK from the European Union. Looking at it from a logical perspective, I find it hard to believe that there wouldn't be that requirement. I suspect the UK government will take a very different view on that, and we'll have to see where that discussion ends up.
She was speaking after Thursday's referendum, which saw Britain vote by 52% to leave the EU. In Scotland, the picture was totally different, with 62% wanting to remain in the still 28-nation bloc. Sturgeon also said that it is highly likely that Scotland will hold a second independence referendum because of Britain's decision to withdraw from the EU. The Brexit has added to concerns among European leaders that more countries will follow Britain's example. Former communist countries on the EU's fringe are also concerned, including Ukraine, which is seeking membership. Kiev fears Brexit could weaken Brussels' support for Ukraine and undermine its efforts to stand up to Russia. President Petro Poroshenko has urged the EU to maintain sanctions against Russia over its annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula and alleged military support for pro-Russian separatists. And Prime Minister Volodymyr Groysman urged Europe not to forget that Ukraine suffered for its European choice. That was a reference to the more than 100 people who were killed in and around Kiev's central independent square, known as the Maidan, during protests that led to the ouster of Russian-backed President Viktor Yanukovych in February 2014. Ukrainian authorities say they have detained four former officers of the Berkut riot police for their alleged role in the violent dispersal of pro-European protesters. They were charged with abuse of power, attempted murder, and illegally preventing citizens from gathering and demonstrating. One of the suspects was also charged with the premeditated murder of more than one person. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.